From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. A statement released on Sunday from the U.S. Embassy in Ankara read, "The recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel." The statement did not clarify the reasons for which the embassy is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. It said in order to minimize the number of visitors to our embassy and consulates, while this assessment proceeds, effective immediately, we have suspended all non-immigrant visa services at all U.S. diplomatic facilities in Turkey. Rescuers in the Syrian city of Marat al-Numan are picking through the rubble after what they say was a Syrian military airstrike on a market Sunday. At least six people were killed, while the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights puts the death toll at 11. Syria's famed White Helmet rescuers pulled a man and a young boy from under a pile of rocks and dust. They said they expect to find more victims. Marat al-Numan is in Syria's rebel-controlled Idlib province, which borders Turkey. Turkish forces have launched what President Recep Tayyip Erdogan calls a, quote, serious operation in Idlib, parts of which are in the hands of al-Qaeda-linked extremists, formerly known as the Nusra Front. The operation is in part aimed at enforcing a de-escalation zone in Idlib. This is VOA News. Catalonians gathered in Barcelona Sunday to protest the Catalan government's push for secession from Spain. Police say 350,000 demonstrators showed up. Organizers say it was more like 900,000. One protester told the French news agency AFP on Sunday, "We have perhaps been silent too long." Last week, Catalonians voted overwhelmingly for independence. In that referendum, which was deemed illegally by the Spanish government, 90% of voters said they wanted a break with Spain, but the turnout was well under half of the electorate. And opinion polls have consistently suggested that more Catalans favor remaining in Spain than declaring independence. Australians have handed in 51,000 weapons during the first national gun amnesty in more than 20 years. The government says the amnesty has helped reduce the risk of firearms falling into the hands of terrorists and criminals. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Authorities in Australia believe the three-month gun amnesty that ran through September 30 has made the country safer since a mass shooting in the state of Tasmania in 1996. It's estimated that there are about 260,000 unregistered weapons in Australia, which has some of the world's toughest gun control measures. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the measures are critical to Australian society.
Now, it's vitally important that we maintain our gun control laws. They are among the strictest in the world. We've seen the shocking tragedy in Las Vegas. The killer there had a collection of semi-automatic weapons, which a person in his position would simply not be able to acquire in Australia.
Anyone found with an unregistered firearm in Australia now faces up to 14 years in prison or a heavy fine. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The American Vice President Mike Pence has walked out of a football game in his home state of Indiana after some of the players knelt during the playing of the national anthem. The former Indiana governor said on Twitter, "I left today's Colts game because President Trump and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem." President Trump tweeted that the walkout was not spontaneous. He wrote, "I asked Vice President Pence to leave the stadium if any players kneeled, disrespecting our country." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.